At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode of the Mosaic Life Podcast is brought to you by the Baca Institute. Think back about 20 episodes ago, episode number 26, we had Lori Seymour with Wisdom Talk Radio on the podcast. We actually all recorded one podcast and released it on our individual podcast. Lori hosts Wisdom Talk Radio. And actually, if you've listened to the podcast anytime recently, you may have heard a promo for her podcast leading into ours. And I would highly encourage you to check it out. Lori is the founder of the Baca Institute, and she is putting on a two-day intensive Turiya meditation class. What that is, think about this. How do you invite inspiration? Then once you are inspired with something, an idea, a project, a new way of being, how do you inspire the actions required to bring it to life? The energy initiations that are integral to Turiya meditation will deepen your connection with creative intelligence so that you can effortlessly access the ideas that are a fit for your own energetic matrix and ripe for this particular moment in time. If that sounds like something that you may find of benefit, please check out her class at thebacainstitute.com. That's the B-A-C-A institute.com. The link will be in the show notes. And you can find more information as well as cost. And on top of everything else, if you take this class, it'll include a three-month subscription to Turiya Meditation Live Online. Again, that's thebacainstitute.com. And while you're at it, check out Lori's podcast, Wisdom Talk Radio. Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Mosaic Life Podcast. Ernie and I are back today with a conversation between the two of us. These conversations are always interesting because unlike when we have guests on the show, we don't really lay out what we're going to talk about in advance. We don't have any one or two paths to stay on. And so when we just start talking, like Ernie and I often do, we find ourselves going down completely unforeseen roads. And so here in this episode, I actually open up a little bit about something that I've been thinking about pursuing. And it was kind of a new level of vulnerability for me. And it has a lot to do with ego and how I try to mitigate the effect that it has on my life, and weighing the pros and cons to a pursuit that I'm considering. It's so very rare that things are white and black. There are a lot of shades of gray in between. And when you hear me admit to Ernie that there's something that I would like to pursue, a piece of recognition or an accolade, you can hear the struggle in my voice, because I don't know if it's something that I want because I want to be recognized for some things that I've done, or if I want to help inspire others through the messaging that I can bring across. And so Ernie and I dig deeper into making big asks, both for the podcast and for our business, and putting ourselves out there and leaving us at risk for others to say no, and realizing that no isn't the end of the world. It very rarely is the end of the world. And knowing that we can move past that and move forward, it's a big lesson that he and I have both learned over the last few years. Taking risks and doing new things is what has led us here. And it's a message we certainly try to instill, not only in this particular episode, but throughout the entire podcast. So with all of that said, I hope you enjoy this brand new conversation between Ernie and myself. Welcome to the Mosaic Life Podcast.
Life is an art. Every moment a picture painted in time. The color, texture, lighting, all context. The Mosaic Life vision is to cast a warm glow on your masterpiece, highlighting the struggle while showcasing the culmination of years of hard work.
Join us for guided meditations, interviews with authors and leaders, and engaging conversation as we explore the depths of our consciousness.
Welcome back, guys, to the Mosaic Life Podcast. I am I'm super excited to be here. This is Ernie, your co-host, and I'm here with my good friend Trey. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well, Ernie. How are you, man?
Good. I'm feeling a little scripted at the moment, trying to sink into this, but it's coming along. I feel really good, man. I'm excited to be here.
That's good.
Super stoked that we're almost to episode 50 and almost to a year into recording this podcast, having had no idea what we were getting ourselves into and seeing so much, you know, evolving from it. So yeah, I feel really good, man. And life's crazy good right now too, for a number of reasons. Good. How's everything going on your end, man?
Everything's good. I was just reflecting back and just thinking about some of the conversations and locations we had those conversations in, just to leading up to this podcast, that what this has become. You know, everything that I can think of was done in nature, which is really cool. We were at a quarry. We were in the woods somewhere on some trail, and that was. It just opened us up to a lot of great conversations, which is how this kind of evolved.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, there's no better place, more relaxing for me than being out in the woods somewhere, honestly. Yeah. You know, I used to think that I was going to live in the city. Like when I'm from the country, I'm from rural areas. Both of the places I predominantly grew up in were kind of out. And I always used to think, man, I'm going to get out of here and get in the city someday. And then I got out and so I lived in a little city, I guess, in Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. But
oh, I didn't know that.
I for a little while. But totally would rather be out in the country, have a little bit of space, have some trees, have some sunshine, some nice grass, some water flowing. So yeah, it makes sense that we were in those places to create this thing, the Mosaic Life.
Well, you've got a good spot where you are, man. Visited you a month or so ago, and we had a really cool conversation in front of a fire, and so that was nice.
Yeah, super blessed right now. Like this is the perfect in between home. I almost like was in tears today. No joke, thinking about the home that I will live in.
Yeah,
it's just so clear to me in my mind. But the home that we're in now is like the perfect. In between. It's so close. We have some woods around the house, a little hiking trail for the kids.
It's awesome.
This big yard that we can run around in safely, not worry about like a bunch of hustle bustle street type things going on around us where you know, we have young kids, so it matters to us.
Oh, absolutely.
How close we are to the main roads. But man, so much space, beautiful nature, some trees in the front yard, the birds flying around. It's always so peaceful, and we have a couple wind chimes which just add to the whole vibe. Yeah. It's great.
I love wind chimes, man. I try to be a conscientious neighbor. So I do live in an apartment complex, and I love wind chimes, but as much as I love them, I usually don't put them out because I don't want to drive people crazy around me. But they always make me think of Twister, which I think is kind of weird.
That's almost counterproductive, I think, to the idea, right?
Right, I know.
I don't remember the movie. Did it? What happened? Like they?
Yeah. I remember they had big wind chimes and Helen Hunt's aunt's yard or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it always makes me think of tornadoes.
Well, there are some people listening right now, like, what? You don't know Twister? I remember kind of seeing it.
It's such a good movie, man.
Yeah. So what's new, man? When you consider the past 3 weeks and the life away from the podcast, you know, of course I know what's been happening within the realm of what we're doing together, but you have, you know, 90% of your life or 80% of your life, whatever percentage is completely separate from the podcast. What kind of challenges, successes, insights, you know, like what's your life been like the past few weeks?
It's been busy. Last year I came on, I was asked to join the Red, White, and Boom team. And for anybody who's not in Central Ohio, you probably have no idea what that is, but it's the biggest 4th of July fireworks show in the Midwest. And it was really exciting. It was an awesome opportunity, but like so many things, that wasn't able to happen this year just because how many people gather downtown, 400,000 plus annually. So we tried to pick up the pieces as best as possible, and we did a virtual Best of Boom event, and there was still a lot of work to be done. So I'm glad I had the chance to do that. I'm glad I was able to prove myself valuable on the team, but I'm glad also to have that in the rearview mirror for a little bit until we start planning 2021. So that business is good. I finally have my taxes just about done, which is amazing.
That's a weight off.
I've been for years and years and years and years been looking for a great accountant, and I have been H&R. I always seem to bounce from one independent accountant back to H&R Block because I wasn't happy the year prior. Finally found somebody who's is in my network. He's around my age, somebody I trust, and he took care of me so well. And I'm so happy that, you know, I was able to find a lot of tax savings, which means everything that I don't have to pay in taxes, I get to put into a savings account and just let that build interest. So I'm so happy to have that out of the way. And, you know, every day I feel like I don't want this to sound braggy, but one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life was working for myself. It's a lot of work and it can be stressful at times, but especially now, I am so happy to have made that choice, and just knowing that I have full and complete control over my income and not have to worry about, you know, to an extent, the effect that COVID is having on my business. And I know really now there's a lot of people who are dealing with the stresses of having to be in a public place, and it has not been good. And it's made me feel even more thankful for, you know, working for myself or, you know, working here independently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, solid. No, I don't, that didn't feel like bragging at all. Not that we can't brag. I think we should all have an opportunity to brag more. But this idea that, you know, people have taken public spaces for granted, right? And we realize that now as we are being mandated at this point to wear face masks in public, and there's a lot of concern about the spread of the virus. But having made the decision last year to leave your job and start working for yourself independently, building websites and maintaining websites for people, what you probably in a million years wouldn't have thought in that moment that this is going to be helpful because I'm not going to have to be in public next year during the pandemic. But it's proving to be helpful for your sanity in several different ways.
Yeah, it's truly, truly amazing. And I work hard, and I generally work, you know, morning to evening, but there are days where I can just say, hey, I want to go mountain biking. So last Friday, me and a couple of buddies, we took the morning off and just went mountain biking. That is a dream come true for me. You know, it's just such a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, man. Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, working morning to night kind of thing. I wonder what's your, when you get busy, like you were saying, you've been busy the past few weeks. How do you maintain yourself, you know, in what could be an overwhelming amount of work?
You know, I've noticed you asking that question to obviously not just me, but to our guests, and I really like it. It's a very good question. And that's an interesting question for me, because when I was in a professional environment, you know, everybody would either, you can call it bragging, you can call it complaining, you can call it whatever you want. Oh, I worked 60 hours this week. And, you know, that sounded miserable to me at the time. Like, I don't want to be in an office for 60 hours a week. So that sounds awful. Now I'm probably working between my design business, between Red, White, and Boom, between the prop podcast. I don't even want to guesstimate how many hours I work a week, because it doesn't matter to me. Like, there's no benefit to me whatsoever to say, oh, I worked, you know, 70. It's non-consequential. It does not matter. I work when I need to work and when I want to work, which is even more important. And so to maintain my level-headedness, my sanity, you know, I have the freedom to go do things I want to do, to relax when I want to, you know, whether or not that's going for a run or mountain bike, a lot of fitness related activities, and just getting outside. That's been key to me, especially this year, just getting outside as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, man. And honestly, you were, you know, you built the website for the Mosaic Life podcast. And I was just like, man, you're putting so much time and energy into this. You know, you don't have to do all of what you're talking about doing or something along those lines. And then you came back with, no, man, I love this. I love this. And when I think about you working from morning to night, now, granted, there's going to be, I'm sure, challenge and stress and, you know.
For sure.
But a lot of what you're doing, you love to do. There's the creative aspect to building websites, and I'm sure there are other aspects to what you do that you love. And so that feels pretty good, you know what I mean? When I hear you in regards to your work talk about that, and then I hear you now saying, well, you know, I work a lot, but, you know, I love it. I love it too.
And I want to emphasize a point. And for any entrepreneurs out there or wannabe entrepreneurs, when you work for yourself, especially when you're a solopreneur or sole proprietor or, you know, what have you, one of the most freeing elements of that is you alone get to choose with whom you work. If you have a client or a prospect you just don't click or connect with, you have every right within you to say, I don't want to work with you, or to even fire clients. That sounds like sacrilege, but it's not. You can fire clients if they're giving you too much stress. We all need the money, but if you are spending 80% of your time dealing with 20% of your clients who are treating you like shit, get rid of them. That's the you will be so much happier, and you have that choice within you to say, you know what, this just is not working out. Let me make some referrals for you. You can find somebody else to work with.
Yeah, that sounds so important, man. Like, one, find something you love doing so that if you are doing it from morning till night, you're not like killing yourself. You actually enjoy doing it. And two, do it in a way that you can choose who you work with so that you're not stuck around people that you don't want to be around just because you think you need a paycheck or just because whatever reason. Yeah, man. It feels really good.
Let me stress one more point. If you are an entrepreneur, find a good freaking accountant.
Do you want to share yours, or should people just email you if they're looking for an awesome accountant?
If you're in Central Ohio and you want a great accountant, his name's Jeff Warner. I believe it's him and his dad who own Warner Tax Group. So if you are interested, shoot us an email, onemosaiclife@gmail.com. I can certainly send you his way.
Yeah. So Trey prides himself in analyzing and sussing out good quality. So to hear him bouncing back and forth between H&R Block and private accountants, and then to say on this podcast that he's found the one, I think that's a pretty big deal, guys. And if you message today with code Mosaic, get 20%. No, I'm kidding. You're not getting any discount. This guy's the bomb.
No. Yeah. You know what? Since we're spending so much time on me, Ernie, thank you for that. By the way, you're stroking my ego. I'm curious.
I'm curious how it's going, man. I can ask you questions in the directions of
I want to put something out into the world that I've talked with a few people about just because I'm exploring it, and I want to share with you my reservations. And why? Yeah. So
about what?
I don't remember. It's probably been a month or two or whatever. I don't remember. It started in this podcast. It did start in this podcast. We interviewed Matt Ward, and we didn't really talk with him about this, but I ended up reaching out to him after the fact and asked him about it. He was on a 40 under 40 list. And, you know, I'm like, that started getting me thinking, like, you know, that'd be kind of cool to be on one of those lists. And I know Business First, they're a publication here in Central Ohio, maybe elsewhere. I imagine that's probably a national organization. They run a 40 under 40 list. And so I reached out to Matt. I'm like, hey, listen, Matt, I've got this internal struggle. Like, it'd be cool to be recognized on a list like that, but also it's very self-serving, and it feels very egotistical. And so I'm curious, you know, how did you end up on the list? You know, what was it that put you there? And he explained to me that he happened to meet somebody who was on the list previously, and they ended up recommending him. Like, okay, cool. So then I actually had a conversation with Frank Agin, a couple of days ago because he knows somebody in Columbus who's on that list, and he's connecting me with her, and we're gonna chat in August. And so my struggle is, you know, I'm doing a lot of cool things that I really enjoy, and you know, having an opportunity to be recognized for some of those things, even though I don't think I'll ever feel like I'm doing enough, it'd be really cool. But you know, at the same time, I try so hard to keep my ego at bay. It's really something that I've honed in on over the years. So I have this, you know, struggle between narcissism and, hey, it's an opportunity for me to promote this podcast, or, you know, promote some of the other things I'm working on. So I just want to hear what you think about that. And yeah, what do you think, Ernie?
I have questions first.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is almost sideline, but then we'll get back into the other idea of feeling as though you're being driven by your ego into this 40 under 40. You mentioned, I think this is connected, but I'm just going to ask anyways, regardless whether it is or not. You mentioned feeling as though, or thinking that you're never going to feel like you're doing enough. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, and I did express that to Frank as well. So I mean, yeah, I'm doing, for me, especially historically speaking, I'm doing a lot. You know, one thing I've never mentioned, I volunteer some time with Community Refugee and Immigration Services. They're a great organization in Central Ohio who helps find refugees' homes and helps them integrate into Central Ohio. And so I help plan their annual 5K every year. So, you know, I do a lot of things to get out there and do as best of work as I can do. But at the same time, I know these lists are a lot of times composed of people who are, you know, creating these, you know, Fortune 500 companies and are saving the world. And so I think I'm in comparison mode right now, and saying, oh, I'm not the first one that comes to my mind is Aunt Flo. She's from Central Ohio, and doing really, really cool things. So yeah, I guess
that's not
it's
a real
comparison.
Name, is it?
And that's not her real name. And I can't remember her real name right
that's
now.
That's the company, I think, right?
That is the company, yes. Sorry.
That could be quite confusing for some people listening right now.
Clarification, yeah.
But a phenomenal woman. We talked about having her on the podcast, in fact. So you're looking out and you're saying, sure, I'm doing quite a bit and I'm doing enough, historically speaking, maybe even, like, I'm doing quite a bit compared to who I've been in the past.
But I
like this idea of being on a 40 under 40 list. However, I don't necessarily feel as though I belong there. And I also, I'm curious that maybe I'm going after that for all the wrong reasons.
That's summed up in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, do you want my opinion, or?
Yeah, man, go for it.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you are able to bring it up, that your ego is kind of massaged by this idea of being on the 40 under 40 list, the fact that you can see it playing, you know, a part is huge, right? It would be different if you couldn't say that, if you were just like so focused on it. And in my opinion, it would be different if you just didn't even know it was there and playing into it.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like, and then really, you're going to go through a vetting process. So there's a chance you don't make it.
Right.
And then also it has marketing value. It would be recognition, which you said you really, really, really like, and I also really like, and I think human beings like being recognized for the hard work that they have, that they often do behind closed doors. So it sounds really awesome, man, because if you go through this vetting process and then you're on that list, then you obviously deserved it. Are you curious that you're like, what is your judgment? Like if your ego's driving it, then it means that you shouldn't do it or something like that?
It's an interesting question. I guess, and this is probably more hypothetical than anything. I guess making sure that I, you know, if this is something that I do or pursue or end up on, it's done for the right reasons. And, you know, what those reasons are, I mean, those reasons are clearly going to be recognition. I know I've expressed this to you. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but you know, I love my business. It's great, and I'm busy enough to keep myself doing well. And so there, I thankfully don't. I'm not struggling. I'll put it that way, which is awesome. But I find like the podcast is, you know, my main thing. Like, I want to reach as many people as possible. I want to influence or help. I want to help as many people as possible become the best versions of themselves. And so, you know, that means, you know, having casting a wider net and having, you know, more ears on the podcast. And so, you know, having that recognition for the Mosaic Life podcast would be, it'd be neat.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is really cool. You know, and we're just kind of going off of what you're saying. There's this idea of it, of yourself being searching, going after this for morally and ethically for the right reasons. And that was your initial question. And what's cool about it, and I notice this happening for me sometimes too, and I wish there was something just like this. It was different, but just like this, where I wanted to look cool, or I wanted to feel cool, or I wanted to feel successful. I don't remember what the hell I was searching for, but I was going after something or going to do something because of how it would look.
Right.
And then I got halfway there, let's say, like, you know, like I'm on my way theoretically or metaphorically to this thing. And I realized, oh, gross. Like, I wanted to do this so that people think I'm cool. And I was like, fuck, dude, that doesn't feel good. And I just like noticed it. And I'm like, now I'm on my way to this thing. And then I thought, okay, all right. So I'm attracted to doing this thing. And a moment ago, it was because I wanted to look cool. Do I still need to go after this thing? Do I want to do this thing still? And then I started looking like, oh, it satisfies this part of my goal because I want this in my life. It satisfies this part of my goal because this is who I want to be and this is who I believe I am. And it satisfies this, you know, and I had a list of maybe three or four things. And so with this new awareness, I didn't. And it really fucking helps too, because if you do this thing and you're doing it to feel good about yourself, then you're going to look at that article and you're going to cut it apart. You're going to tear yourself down. If you, you know, if you were to get this, you're going to be like, oh, I can't believe I fucking said that. I can't believe I did that. Because the point of it all was to look good. And you're going to sit there and say, no, I didn't look good. Cause that's what we do with ourselves sometimes.
Right.
And, but now you've got this awareness and you're telling me now, okay, so I see that. You know, I was at one point going to look cool. I'm using my own words there. But now, in all honesty, I've worked really hard. If I could get on this list, that would mean a lot. Like, it would show that, you know, I stand amongst some of the 39 other people. You know, it also would give a lot of publicity to my podcast and to my business. And that's free marketing, you know, unless you have to pay $5,000 to be on this list. And I would just encourage you not to do it at all. Like they vet you, they say you're on the list and they're like, oh, it's going to be $500. Be like, piss off, you know?
Right.
But yeah, dude. So, I mean, and I bet it satisfies more than that too. You know, I'm sure there's some other things if you were to break it apart, like what it would mean for you to be on this list and how you could impact more people because of this list. You know?
I mean, that's a very good point. And, you know, like I just articulated a few minutes ago, you know, my unofficial—I will still say unofficial because I don't know. I'll just say it. My unofficial life goal has become to help inspire people to demand the best for themselves, and I certainly have not been doing that the last 15 years, and it was a major change to get to this point. And you know, if being and having the opportunity to have an article written, you know, hopefully as much about that as possible, and you know, have people see that and say, oh, maybe I should drink less, maybe I should pursue that goal that I've had for 10 years, or start that business that I've wanted to start. And now there's no time better than, you know, right now, the present. Let's do this. And, you know, all because I happened to be on some silly list that was in some publication here in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think with your awareness now, now the real responsibility lies, because when you're ignorant to it, then, you know, you really don't have any responsibility because you don't see it. And I remember now one of the things I was thinking about with this. I used to, I used to care so much about language because I thought if I articulated myself in a certain way that I look cool.
Yeah.
And then, or impressive or smart or whatever.
Right.
And then, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, I started to realize the value of language in terms of being able to be accurate in communication, like telling somebody very precisely what I think and being able to use language to do that. And then also hearing somebody and being able to use language to very precisely articulate what they're thinking so that we can have clear conversations. There's less confusion. There's more connection. Right. And so just because, you know, I first started this ambitious goal of being articulate unconsciously, egoically, doesn't mean I can't change when I have that awareness now that, oh, it's actually, it is pretty useful, but it's useful in this way to actually be more clear. And that's where the real responsibility lies, because now when I'm talking to you in this podcast or to a conversation with a stranger, I can say, am I trying to look cool? Or am I trying to be clear and understand and be understood? And then my responsibility lies in making the choice to do what I believe is the right thing. And so if you go into this thing, my thought is now you have the responsibility to say, am I talking to this woman or this man that's interviewing me for this list and trying to sound cool? Or am I doing it because what I want to do is impact a lot of people? And then you can, in moment to moment, on a moment to moment basis, ask yourself where you're at and then just calibrate, because we always have the choice to go one way or another.
Absolutely, man. That was very, you just, case in point right there. You just articulated that extremely well. So I
hope I looked cool.
You looked amazing. You looked amazing. I mean, if I find myself at a point where I have the opportunity to be interviewed for it, I'm definitely going to go back and listen to this. That's actually extremely helpful. How old are you?
29.
29, and I'm sure there's a 30 under 30 that I can sneak you into.
Yeah, well, I don't. I'm not. I would love to hear that. There is, but I'm okay with. I'm okay with spending my 30th birthday in a cabin with my family. And
that's perfect.
Yeah, that's actually my plan. I can't wait. December 23rd. If anyone wants to send nice little cards. Or an e-card to our email.
The podcast will do your birthday up, right? There we go. I promise. Yeah. we must have missed it last year. I must have missed it somehow. I'm sure I wished you happy birthday, but I don't think we did. I don't think I. Maybe I did. I don't remember if I did it like an intro or something.
You've done some pretty cool shit for me, dude. Like Father's Day, you had a really nice thing, and I think on my birthday as well, you had a cool shout out. Surprising, cool. Because it was just really thoughtful because I hadn't. That you did it in the intro, and so when I listened, it was like, oh, boom, that was really fucking cool, man. Yeah, you've got a birthday coming up, too. How old are you going
to
be?
I'll be 35, so that means I've got 5 years to get on this list.
Yeah, you're good, man. Yeah. You deserve to be on it today, but if you don't, you have four more years, yeah.
I appreciate that.
No, technically 5 more years then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I what company runs this? I haven't heard of it. I'm sure a lot of people
Business First. Columbus Business First. I'm sure it's an internet or not internet. Maybe not. I'm sure it's a national publication, but there is a Columbus Business First, and they do, I believe, an annual list.
Solid. Yeah, man.
And I don't know when it comes out. I have not done a whole lot of research.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And I just appreciate the fact that you brought it up so candidly. That was really solid, man, because I know this is, I mean, it seems like a conversation we have quite a bit, but something that's very common in life am I trying to feel and look good by what I'm doing, or am I doing it to serve a purpose? And it's a valuable conversation to have, and then hopefully a valuable conversation for people to hear and then assess in their lives, like, why am I making these decisions? Am I in this job because I think the title, because literally, am I working 60 hours a week so that when people ask what I do, I can say blah? Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like to really look at why you're doing this. Like, am I going to this gym at this time so that these people see me? Or, you know, like all the shit that sneaks by us.
Absolutely.
That once we notice it, we're like, oh shit, that's been there for a while and I can see it very clearly now. But we're just simply doing it because we're seeking some type of validation or we feel, the important part, I think, is that we feel less than whole as ourselves. Yeah. And that we sneakily unconsciously or out of habit or something we learned as a child or growing up, putting ourselves in places and doing things to try to make ourselves feel whole, even if just for a moment.
Yeah. And I guess to that point, to an extent, you know, I wanted to put it out into the world. And so I didn't go into this conversation planning on actually talking about it, but it just kind of came up organically for what we were getting into. And so, you know, a lot of times when there are things that you want that people can help you achieve, you need to actually put it out there and make it known to them. Or else, as much as we want to believe people can read our minds, they can, you know, sense our feelings, that's just not the case. If you want something, let it be known. Because there are people who want to, they genuinely want to help you. And I think I can say with the utmost certainty, however many interviews we've done, those people want to help. They want to go out of their way to show their support for others in their network and other people who they feel a connection with.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's another good point to bring up, important point to bring up. At least it was, it's something that's important for me to learn in particular. And I've respected your ability to push through it or to just naturally do it, but to make the big ask, I think, it's challenging to hear no, especially, you know, as a young person who's been told no for many, many desires, you know, as a child and into your teenage right. years, wanting to do all these things. And people are just telling you no, your teachers, your parents, whatever. And then you go into a job and they likely, if you're in, you know, the typical American corporation, I hate to say typical, but you know, like that classic idea of the American yeah. corporation, yeah. you probably hear no quite a bit there too. And changing our relationship with no, and then being able to just go and ask for whatever it is that we want, because no doesn't matter. And we just go out and we say, oh, this is what I want. Can you hook me up? Is there a way you can help? No. Okay, cool. Or yes, yes, we can. We would love to help you with this. Oh my God, what a weight off my shoulders. And I've only been, for me personally, this is like very new. Like I asked a friend, a good friend, one of the women that went to the Mosaic meeting with us. And I asked her, I could barely get it out. My throat started to like seize up. But all I wanted was for her to sit with me for an hour and a half for 2 hours and me just talk about the things that I'm creating. And then she would just rebound and ask questions and help me, you know, better define what I'm working on and get some more clarity on it. And I just wanted to ask her to do that. And now thinking back, not to divert too much, the confidence to ask her that came from the confidence that I, you know, to ask you to help me with the website. Like I'm officially ready to do it. Can you help me with this? And that was hard for me too. And I'm realizing, holy cow, man, I have I've had such a problem with asking people for something. I don't want to burden them, or I'm afraid that they're going right. to turn me down or whatever innate thing it is. And I was simply asking this woman to just sit with me for 2 hours and listen to the things I'm creating and help me suss out, you know, what I'm missing and how it could be better and to make it the best thing that it could be. And I finally got it out, you know, and asked her, and she was just so excited to help. And I'm just like, oh, what a weight off my shoulders, you know, just yeah. ask the question. If you need something, if you want something, you're not getting it elsewhere and you see somewhere you can get it potentially, just ask the question and it becomes easier each time.
Do I know what you're talking about?
You mean like what I want to talk to her about?
I don't know who her is at this very moment, so I'm just curious if I know exactly. We don't have to talk about him or her or it. I'm just curious if I know exactly.
Kate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I.
Gotcha.
She probably wouldn't care if I said her full name on here. She's an amazing person, and she's actually got a couple projects she's working on that I can't wait to hopefully, you know, get involved with and maybe even have her on here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she's just a solid woman. You know, she like has, yeah. she has a strong opinion. She loves to, she's an incredible listener, which, Jesus, man, like to be with people who actually listen to what you're saying, what a yeah. nice thing. And she's so thoughtful. So I thought, you know, we were talking and I thought, man, this would be really cool for me. I just had an idea and I want to run it by you. So I'm just going to like sit down for 2 hours and blab about everything I'm excited about creating with the men's group, with my weekly, well, the men's retreat, the men's circle, my weekly men's circle, the website you and I are building with the podcast, with some things I'm writing, and just bleh, like verbally vomit it all and see what sticks and what comes out of it. So I'm really excited about it.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I do want to go back to a point you're making in regard to making big asks of people.
Yeah.
You know, I am certainly not innocent in this. You know, when you ask people for something that is going to potentially put them out, a lot of times you can be very short-sighted in saying no. I've taken influence and direction from people like Frank, who is constantly going out of his way to help other people, because when you help somebody, that means in the future, you are going to have the opportunity to have them help you. You create this dynamic where you're building this relationship and this foundation of trust. And Ernie, I'm helping you build a website, man, because you're doing this podcast with me, because you're a great friend of mine. And I know that in the future, if there's something, hey, man, can you help me out with this? Can you write me a letter of reference or something that I can come to you and ask you that? And so I know on this particular venture, this podcast, you know, we're still growing, we're still small. But, you know, as we have more and more extremely intelligent and caring and giving guests join us for an hour, the people who say yes, that's going to come back to them, because we are going to have the opportunity to help them when they publish new books,
totally,
when they open up new businesses. That relationship that we've built with them is solidified. And I don't want to be I don't want to be jaded. You know, we have had people say no to interview requests, which is fine. I mean, I'm not going to hold that against anybody. But, you know, in the future, you know, we will prioritize the people who have stuck with us since the beginning, because, you know, they are helping us grow and we want to help them grow. And so having an open mind when it comes to building and strengthening relationships, especially if you or the person with whom you're speaking doesn't have a whole lot to offer at that point in time, that's just going to come back to you, hopefully, you know, tenfold in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to miss out either on, like, that's absolutely for sure. Like, building relationships, building rapport, you know, building up a bank of goodwill, you might say, I don't know, for lack of a better term. And in the long term, the implications of that, of having amazing relationships with amazing people and doing things for these people that you want to do, you know, not bending over backwards and saying yes when we could have said no, because I think that's a big challenge too. But the point I want to make is that there's also, you know, there's a long-term implication, like you're saying, and there's a short-term implication, and it happens energetically, in my opinion. We are energetic beings. I mean, our body, we have a nervous system. Nobody can deny that. And that nervous system is firing electricity. And so our brain also has electrical waves that are constantly moving in and out. And there's a short-term implication, too, of giving in that way. And that's when you start to give, when you give from abundance of time and abundance of money, abundance of energy, you become a vacuum, so to speak. Like when you're constantly pushing things out into the world, when you're a creator more than a consumer, we might even say, you know, you're constantly pushing things out into the world. And when you're emptying that space, it's energetically pulling things into you. And whether, you know, some people might listen to this and think horseshit, but try it, man. It, you know, like it, you might help X person do this thing. And then this other person do this thing, and this other person, and that might, with that relationship in particular, or those relationships in particular, might not, quote unquote, benefit you for years on the receiving end. There's actually something coming in from the other side to fill the void of what you just created on this side. And it, I mean, it's just, it's literally, I think, part of the part of the contract of being a human spirit, you know, being a conscious entity. I think part of the unwritten contract when we came into this life is that we are meant to serve each other. We are meant to help, and that when we do that, we're in line with what we were designed to be, and everything starts to fill in the voids. It's crazy. I've been really practicing with this concept lately, and just has profound impacts when we focus on how we can help other people.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100% there. Have you read any books that have helped align that part of your spirit to be helping and giving? Is there any book recommendation you recommend to kind of
get that sight? Yeah. There's one really easy, fucking awesome book. For anyone who hates reading, for anyone who loves reading, it's a short read and it's very easy to read, but it's fun to read. It's called The Go-Giver. It's written like a story. So it's actually fiction.
Right? Nonfiction.
So it's a fiction book, but the concept is a mesh of the past 5 minutes of our conversation, Trey. If you've never read it, it is
That's
amazing.
Great.
Have you read it?
I have not. No, I have not read it.
Oh, I can't wait for you to read it. You're going to love it, man.
I will put it on the show notes, and I will also put it on my
list. I don't think I have a copy
list.
Of it, but I can check, and if I do, I'll bring it up.
Cool. So one last thing. This is going back, but if thinking about our guests and thinking about the people we've brought into the show, the person who just, to me, seems to embody that spirit of wanting to help others and just being so freaking friendly is Tiago. He has the most caring and, you know, pay it forward voice. And you can just tell how genuine he is in the conversations we have with him. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would definitely encourage it. And seems like a great human being. You obviously know him much better than I do, but I have to imagine that's the case in real life.
Yeah. He's a good example he's a good example of understanding life and living it that way. Right. We can all get a good understanding of what it means to be alive, and we can all, but then to follow through and live it at a core level. I feel like he's an excellent example of that. I loved that interview. Yeah. I loved it.
And we could have four
more in the next 3 weeks and it not be enough.
Man, I know we're still getting, you know, I don't know where we're at 12, 15 interviews so far. And we've got many more to come. I'm excited at the opportunity. I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months down the line where we have somebody back on the show, but just that seems like, okay, we've made it. Like this, it's, I mean, there are steps in the progression, but just to have,
look,
just,
Mama,
you know,
we made it.
We, you know, hey, Tiago or Matt or Frank, we talked to you, you know, 30 episodes ago. It's great to have you back. You got a new book out. Let's talk about it. That's, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird, you know, something that makes me smile when I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a testament to longevity, man. And longevity is not an easy thing, you know, to decide to do something and then stick around long enough to see it fully, you know, manifest in the way that it deserves to. It's not something that everyone gets the opportunity to enjoy. There's a lot of, you know, internal work to be done there. And so if we start a podcast in 2019 and then we have another conversation in 2025, even a third conversation with somebody, it's just that in that moment, especially if it's somebody like first 15 episodes, like for instance Tiago, or we get Lisa Bond or Jason Lang, Scott Hilburn, right? We get one of these people on that we've had in the first year, and then we get them back on in 2025, let's say. And they're like, man, last time you were on, we did XYZ. And then the time before it was XYZ. And then in that moment, you get to just see the whole span of what we created. Yeah. It would just be a really cool moment.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, cool, man. Anything else you got?
Oh, I got so much, dude. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm not going to like take the next hour, but fucking life, man. Like,
man, it's funny. I doubt there's a whole lot of crossover, but anybody who followed me from hashtag questions onto this show, of that previous dynamic, I was the one who cussed all of the time. Like it was my go-to. And now I swear sometimes here and there, but Ernie's just got a foul mouth.
Oh, shut
it's
up,
awesome.
Dude.
I love it. I love it.
But it's, I mean, honestly, there's people say, if you say the F word, and I, honestly, I almost had a conversation, and this is something we can consider, you know, outside of this episode, but my young cousin, she really is interested in this podcast, but we have explicit set, and so it doesn't show up. She can't call it up on her Echo, and part of me wants to just completely eradicate that so that she can listen to it, and just her. But
I've thought also, about it.
And then also people could listen to it in their cars with their children and things like that. So I'm all game for that because I don't need to say the F word. And I know some people think it lowers your IQ, but sometimes for me, it just bubbles up and it's the perfect word to use.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah,
and
it's not a bad thing.
It's a testament to my heritage. You know, I'm from down south, you know, like hardworking, blue collar, cuss like a sailor, you know, running through the mud lifestyle. And I used to want to like shed that from me, like that idea of what that meant about life. But man, it's one of the most amazing parts of myself, and I'm so proud. So if it's dropping an F-bomb now and again, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to do it. But I'm also open to not doing it because like I said, I would love for her to be able to listen to this podcast. She's just an amazing young woman.
And I'm certainly not going to try and censor.
Actually, she's my niece. I need to say that. She's my niece in law. So she's not my cousin, but
yeah. I don't want to, you know, censor any guests we have. And it's a thought that I've considered. And it was interesting. It's just
different. You think it would be bad to tell them not to cuss? Because most of our guests don't, and they kind of, and we could censor it really.
Yeah. We can figure it out.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. But life, dude, I mean, there's so much I could add. Life has been crazy. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Were you about
you want
to
me
say,
to go ahead?
I don't know, man.
I was here.
I don't know who's going to go.
I was
going to. We should have figured this part out before we started, man. I don't even know.
I talk more about it in Bree Showman's episode, who's coming out this Sunday. But I'm just about finished reading Robbie Herbst's life-changing book, Eating Animals. And, you know, like I said, I've said it multiple times, it was going to be a hard sell to turn me vegetarian, and I'm not going vegetarian. That's just not something that I want to do. But the amount of knowledge that I'm equipped with, knowing how disease-ridden animals are on factory farms, is just like the ultimate cause of pandemics like the one we're in right now is because of factory farming. And so I am committing myself to finding like small farm animals that are actually pasture raised and not fed antibiotics and a whole bunch of other shit, since we're cussing. So I will give props to Robbie for that book recommendation. It's called Eating Animals by Adam Foer something. I'll put the book in the show notes, but it is a very good book.
Yeah, solid. Solid. Yeah, the more I talk about going to a family-friendly family-friendly, you know, language, the more excited I am, because to have a not to change back and forth between subjects, because that I'm sure that book was really good, but I'm kind of like stuck in this mind frame. Like to have my young niece, man, who's like maybe she's 10 or 11, maybe she's only 9, I don't know, but she's like she's one of the few people that often asks me about this podcast. And
that's
to have
awesome,
a,
dude.
Yeah, to have a young girl who is so curious, and you know, most kids I experience want to just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, have so much to talk about, but she asks questions about it. And I told her about our episode with Dan, and and how we, because she asked me the day after we recorded with him, and I was like, yeah, we just had a hypnotist on, and she was asking me about all this different stuff. And then she was going around the 4th of July cookout telling people that I had a hypnotist on my podcast, and I was like,
that's
you are
awesome.
So cool.
And that's cool.
Yeah, and so I would love to consider doing that.
Okay. I'm completely down with that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Starting next time.
Right. Shit. On our next episode. I mean, I don't even know how we would do that. How we'd have to go back and we wouldn't have to censor ourselves. We'll talk about it another time.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, but to your initial question, do I have anything to add? There's so much I do want to add, and so much that I would love to continue talking about and sharing with people. But the message that the message that just keeps being true for me is I've felt myself in the fire, like, of life, you know, for a few weeks, but not like, and what I say that is what I've been doing, like where I've been putting myself and what I've been working on and my focus and my determination and my commitments, it has all been what would have years ago just been excruciating, challenging, you know, mm-hmm. you know, jumping off the cliff and hoping that you sprout wings halfway down kind of thing.
One of my favorite analogies is, you know, when it comes to things like that or entrepreneurialism in general, a lot of times you're jumping off a cliff and assembling the airplane on the way down.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense. And it's not, you're certainly not alone in that feeling. It's just.
Well, here's the thing. So here's the point I'm trying to get to in this is, although that's in essence the image of what's happening, of where I'm at and what it would have felt like last year or the year before,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a place where I can enjoy it. So,
good.
So not just like enjoy the idea of what it's going to bring, but to be in a place where, you know, I'm taking risks. Let's just say that where I'm taking risks and doing new things and putting myself out there. And, I'm sure people understand, like when you go to put yourself out there, or when you do take a risk, it's a shock to your body. It's a shock to your nervous system. I talk about this idea in the Revved Up talk. I think it's like episode 32 or something like that.
Such a good talk.
Yeah, dude, it was great. Like, and I don't say that to like, but it just came through perfectly. And this is the point. Like, when you put yourself out there and you try something new and you're risking and putting things on the line, it tends to have this this shock to your system. And I'm just so proud to be in a place where I can experience these shocks to my system and then change my thinking around it. So when we usually have these shocks to our system, we go straight into fear mode, which a lot of times leaves us overwhelmed, overthinking, and freaking out, you know, manic and all of these different things. Or we go into hermit mode and we just hide and we made this commitment, but our nervous system freaks out and so do we. So then we start shirking our responsibilities and quote unquote self-sabotage. I don't really like that term, but in essence, that'll work for this in this moment. But there's a way to integrate that energy. So instead of going straight into fear, when we have this shock, we put ourselves on the line, we put ourselves out there, we risk something, so to speak. And this energy comes up, we don't have to go to fear. Like, those things are not the same thing. That feeling and fear are not the same thing. In fact, you can take that, if you can separate the thoughts of fear and this experience of fear you typically have, separate that from the energetic experience in your body, and then use techniques and tools and awareness to integrate that energy into your being, you can build from it. You can actually transmute, you know, a lot of authors dating back to Napoleon Hill talk about transmuting. You can use that energy so then you can actually put yourself out there simply, well, one, to build something you want to build, and two, to gain the energy from it, right? So then it becomes empowering to put yourself out there to take a risk to try something new, because you don't get stuck in fear, or because I'll say it myself, I don't get stuck in fear as much as I used to. I can actually engage with those thoughts, see where they're coming from, use my awareness to process them separately instead of everything getting convoluted into one little ball of stress and fear and overwhelming anxiety, and then step out of that and use the existing energy to build the thing, to do the work, to love my family, to enjoy my dinner, you know, like whatever it is that I'm doing. And so this past 2 weeks where I've been doing this, putting myself out there, I've never been more proud of the work I've done over the past 5 years than I am now this month, because I've had so many moments where I would have crumbled and then come home pissed off, angry, and wanting to just be alone. And now I'm coming home, you know, fully integrated in love, and just able to set myself down and be fully present with whatever I'm fully present with, be it my children, the work I need to get done at 10 o'clock at night, or my morning practice, or my time with my wife, or the business, the men's group, whatever it is. And I can't stress enough that if there are people out there who are like me that they commit to something with inspiration and motivation from whatever comes up, you know, like whether it's a video, you get inspired, or you read a book, you get inspired, or you have this conversation, you get inspired, then you commit to something. And then it's a week or so later, maybe 2 days, maybe a month, you have this emotional upheaval. And then you're looking back after you get out of that emotional upheaval, you know, like 3 days later, you finally get through the sadness, depression, or anger. And you're like, shit, what was it? What was so inspiring? I was 4 days ago, I was so into losing weight, and now I don't even feel connected to it anymore, right? And our emotions have a way of doing this. And so I cannot overstate how important I believe doing that emotional work is, even though the result isn't necessarily immediately $1 million, but there's so much to be fulfilled by in this moment if we get a deeper awareness of our emotions and how they affect our body. So that's the end of my soapbox, but dude, yeah, it's been
great, man.
It's been so good. It's been so good, and I'm so happy, and I can't wait to keep just doing it more and more. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love hearing that. I love hearing that, because I've seen a lot of that emotional struggle within you, and we've talked a lot about it, and just seeing, I have seen a difference in the past month, and it's really awesome to see that, because I know we have ebbs and flows when it comes to our motivation and, you know, our emotions and how motivated we are to get certain things done. And so seeing that high from you, it's awesome. It's awesome, and it's contagious, and it makes me want to do more and to do better.
Man, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. We've definitely been through the you know, the gamut as friends, and then now in this podcast. So yeah, I love hearing that. That's great.
Good, man. Cool, man.
Let's wrap it up.
I'll ask you again. You have anything else?
Yeah, man. So I also want to talk about
next time. We need to do more of these conversations. So let's talk about that some other time. But yeah, that's awesome.
For sure.
I appreciate it.
This has been an excellent, excellent, excellent conversation. I hope people,
I agree,
you know, listen all the way through. I don't know. Like, there are many times I start a podcast and don't listen to the whole episode ever in my entire life. So
yeah.
So I just some of these episodes, like this one, and some of the interviews, like Dan, what's Dan's last name? Candel?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, you know, Tiago, I really hope people listen to the whole episode, because there's so much fire in it, and I feel the same way about this one.
I agree. Cool. Well, Ernie, thank you so much, and let's talk again soon.
Yeah. Peace, everybody. Thank you for listening. Take care, Trey.
Thank you all again so much for spending an hour of your very valuable time with both Ernie and myself, and with the Mosaic Life podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard here, I encourage you to do a couple things. First of all, subscribe. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Any app, any device, whatever works for you, we are there. To search for the Mosaic Life podcast. If you happen to get your podcasts on Apple Podcasts and you enjoyed this particular episode, please leave us a 5-star review. That goes a very, very long way in helping us grow our listeners. And it also helps us attract better and more interesting guests. Also, if you want some additional content, you can follow us on both Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, just search for the Mosaic Life Podcast. Instagram, we're at One Mosaic Life. You can, of course, visit our website at themosaiclifepodcast.com. And also, you can join The Circle. The Circle will notify you via email every time a brand new episode comes out. We will also make contest announcements through The Circle, as well as other merchandise deals. You can sign up for all of that and more at themosaiclifepodcast.com. Thank you all again so much. We truly appreciate it. We appreciate you. Take care, do better, and be well.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.